forget air conditioning. There's nothing like opening a window on a warm summer day, feeling the breeze, and listening to the birds chirp. Well, that's an enjoyment that could disappear. At least our grandkids won't get to enjoy it, thanks in large part to us. A new study published in the journal Science says North America has lost 29% of its bird population since 1970. That's a loss of around 3 billion birds. Billion with a B. Peter Mara is one of the study's authors. He says the loss hits all sorts of species.
Red-winged blackbirds, warblers, thrushes, eastern meadowlarks, a whole suite of species across diverse families.
The culprit? I think you know where this is going.
One only needs to fly, you know, up in an airplane and look down at the landscape and see that humans have completely manipulated the landscape, whether it's around urban areas and housing, or it's the amount of land that we've converted to agriculture, both in the U.S., Canada, Central America, South America. We are changing the face of the earth.
Birds control pests. They pollinate plants. They dispose of natural waste. In short, we need them. But before you get too depressed, there is a glimmer of hope, says Mara.
The good news is that nature is resilient once given a chance. So if we as humans act on this, if we start to really value nature, these birds will respond. They'll respond rapidly. In 5 or 10 years, we could easily see some of these species starting to increase.
So how do we act? Well, the study's website, 3billionbirds.org, lists simple steps we can take. You can plant native flowers in your yard, avoid pesticides, reduce your use of single-use plastics. Oh, and please keep your cat indoors. If we can do all those things, we may be hearing more of this.